Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Tuesday, May 14th. U.S. equity futures are not doing a whole lot this morning. So you're looking at about 4 basis points of gains for the S&P Dow and NASDAQ. That's 2 S&P points, 9 NASDAQ points, and 17 Dow points. Similar price action in Europe on the major indices. They are approximately unchanged overall. You are seeing some movement beneath the surface in Europe. Outperformance in autos, luxury staples, tech, banks, healthcare, telecom, utilities. Underperformance in Europe in real estate, insurance, chemicals, basic resources, and industrials. A bunch of company-specific items out in Europe. Delivery Hero is surging. They are selling a business to Uber. You also have gains in Alcon and Vodafone on earnings, and then a couple of other items as well. I have details in the piece. And then Asia saw mixed price action. You had the Nikkei rally 50 basis points. You had the Hang Seng dip 20 basis points. Shanghai comp was essentially unchanged. So, you know, pretty quiet again overnight and this morning. That will change in just a couple of hours. There are a bunch of events on the calendar today that people are waiting to see, including the US PPI at 8:30. China internet earnings, we already had Tencent. They hit it at 4:30, very strong upside on earnings, modest upside on revenue. And then we'll get Alibaba, within the next couple of hours. Home Depot kicks off the April end earnings season in the US this morning in a couple of hours. Powell will be speaking at an event around 10 a.m. The Biden-China tariff announcement, the USTR just put out the statement around 5:30. Biden is due to speak at around noon. We've seen all the details already over the last several days in the media, so there aren't any real surprises here. I think the big thing to watch now is whatever retaliatory actions China decides to take in the coming days and weeks, if any. I think that's kind of like the next big stage in this whole process. And those are kind of the main events. Like I said, not really a whole lot of actual fresh news to talk about. You did have UK jobs report. The job creation in April was very soft, which is helping to feed into expectations for a BOE rate cut. India wholesale price index for April saw a big acceleration versus March, still relatively subdued on an absolute basis, but directionally, inflationary implications for that. Nothing too dramatic on the geopolitical front. And like I said, it's really kind of just waiting to see some of the events today and then going forward over the coming days with the CPI, obviously tomorrow, very important. There's definitely a lot of and performance anxiety in the market now, with the rally proving to be relatively robust. There is concern about missing out on further gains. That seems to be the bigger concern rather than being caught long in the event of a sell-off. I think, again, with the whole with economic data and the PPI today, the CPI tomorrow, I think you've had a pause in the disinflationary process, and I think stocks have absorbed that very, very well on a year-to-date basis. So I don't really see why that changes necessarily. I think the risk reward into the CPI is very favorable in that a cool number, even an inline number, is going to help stocks much more on the upside than a hot one would cause, than the magnitude of the sell-off in the event of a hot figure. I think the far bigger question, debate, issue on the economic front is what's happening with growth, where we've had a multitude of data points over the last several weeks suggesting that there is some type of a slowdown happening. Whether this is just figures going into a Goldilocks state and they'll stay there now for an extended period, which would obviously be bullish for markets, remains to be seen. But between the April jobs report and then the claims numbers last week, there does seem to be a shift happening on the employment front. That to me is far more important than if we see a few more months of sideways inflation data. Absent a dramatic resurgence of inflation, which we are not seeing, I just don't see a continuation of the year-to-date trend on inflation being a mortal threat for the market. And those are all the big themes and trends for today, Tuesday, May 14th. Thank you for listening.